Thank you for joining us. Here at No Dumb Idea Inc., we make the best and most useful products for surviving the pod fallout and the harsh wastelands that you will encounter. For one, we have some Gibbledang. Gibbledang is very useful in the wastes. A, as a distraction. B, as a loud, a deafening cacophonous roar. C, as an instant killer when it comes to the snipers. And we also have a Dala. Dala being trained in hand-to-hand combat, being an expert in waste fu, though if that's wasteland kung fu. And finally, we have Gym Leader Nate, using his brilliant mind to concoct endless, unnecessary silliness, which you can use to bamboozle all those enemies out on the plains. Well, let us begin and see how you might survive and fare using the tool that No Dumb Idea Inc. can bring you.
Pew! Man. That was a weird video. I feel like ready for the world after we get out of the vault, but at the same time, I feel very unprepared.
I think I'm gonna try to do a silly run, honestly. That sounds kind of fun.
I'm still confused as to why there was only one silly one and two murderous ones.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem really balanced.
I think they have to like do that for just like, just in case people want to be silly with it, with surviving?
Yeah.
But there's not even like a melee guy.
Dala was, because that was the waste foo one, and then the other one was long range with the sniper.
Right.
Well, no,
and then silly, the obviously, is the third combat option.
That silly is the inventor, but only inventing silly things.
Yeah.
Well, maybe either way, they conned us into getting a vault, so... It's just the three of us down here.
Yeah.
It's a nice vault.
I wonder...
Spacious.
We do get a lot of runes since it's only three of us.
Yeah. Vault 69 was better.
Vault 69 was better. Man, I can't believe we got kicked out of that one. They're like, the ratio has to be right. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Just because my waste ratio is bad doesn't mean I... shouldn't be able to stay or
I mean to be fair that one guy convinced us to leave.
He did, like, for some reason what he said was really, really persuasive, but I don't, like, I didn't want to leave, but once he said it I was like, you know what, I guess you're right.
Well, he's got a lot of like charisma.
I don't know what that is.
A lot of lag 9k,
a lot of
lag 9k.
I only know what Riz is.
He rizzed us out.
He rizzed us out.
Damn it. And he rizzed the other 900 women that are in there. What is it, 1,000 women? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He mewed us out of the place.
And now it's just 9,999 women and him. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, what should we do, guys?
At least we get the 420 vault.
This vault.
So...
pass the jet.
Oh yeah, I'll pass the jet. No problem. Anybody want some buff out?
The jet is real, really hitting in.
We're hitting it in this vault.
What's hitting in this episode, Gym Leader Nate?
Okay, so we're gonna be hitting in all about Fallout and everything that it contains, because we're in Fallout season. In case anybody's noticed, we are. we're in full-blown pop culture Fallout season between the
my Geiger counter is going off.
Yep, the Fallout Geiger's going. we got the wonderful show brought to Amazon Prime that had lots of beautiful twists and turns, and that has brought a lot of notoriety to Fallout. I can't remember the numbers. The amount of increase that the games got after the show was huge. The amount of like downloads, I think it was like and new 8 players.
8 billion percent or something.
Yeah, it was like an insane amount because the sales were so low before the show came out. And then, in addition to that, if you're a Magic the Gathering fan, you'd know that Fallout also was just featured in a Magic the Gathering set. For nice. Commander and for, you know, collector boosters alike. And, you know, they made it very neat, a very neat representation. All the cards feel really, like, true to Fallout. They're using new, like, they used new mechanics like rad counters, and they brought back the energy nice. Counters mechanic that used to, that was used in, like, one set, and they brought it back. So, it's been neat. And I personally am very happy that we're in Fallout era because I have enjoyed my time with the Fallout games I've played, and it's good, and we're going to be talking a lot about it today. So without further ado, you know, nice. let's hear some more from my wonderful co-host here. Gibbledang, you want to start us off? How you been? How's your week been flowing?
It's been a good week. It's been good. You know, I tried getting to painting because I haven't really done any painting recently, and that's mainly been because the project I'm working on right now, one of the characters has like this fishnet pattern that I have to paint. Nice. That's just every time. Yeah, I know that I was putting it off for a reason when I tried going back to it the other day. I tried painting. I was like, fuck, this sucks. So, I started playing Fallout.
That's started too with hard. New Vegas. I'm going to play Fallout. Same.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing Fishnet Man, right? Yep. The superhero Fishnet Man. Covered all in...
Yeah. Fishnet Man. But yeah, you know, I've been playing a lot of Fallout. Been playing Fallout 4. But...
Oh, nice.
You know, I assume we're gonna get into that later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's kind of been it for my week. Getting over this Planet of Planet of the Apes like hump right now as I get ready, or as we get ready for the the new movie. So
gotcha.
Yeah.
From one fandom to the next.
Oh. Speaking of movies, there's gonna be, I don't know if you guys are interested, but I'm hitting that Phantom Menace showing this week. It's playing all this week, so definitely going one of the days this week. I love me some episode one.
I thought you were... Yeah. Nice.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I was actually speaking of fandoms, so for me, Dala, I was to say there was two fandoms that I've been kind of like invigorated by this past week. The first one is X-Men Evolution, or X-Men in general. So I rewatched X-Men Evolution.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm at season one right now. It's pretty good. It's a bit... There's a lot of stuff that I'm like, oh, I don't remember this. And because I probably saw it in syndication growing up where it was like out of order. But just like as the weird part of it is there's Xavier's school, but it's more of like a house. Like a boarding house, because that's where like he's trying to adopt or not adopt, but like recruit mutants. It's
the pen where he at keeps the same his time children.
Yeah, get in there.
This is waiting.
Honestly, probably
stay in there.
Yeah, get in there. Yeah, my mind.
I don't get the full welfare for each of you unless you're in your bed every night.
Shit. But I only say that because so him and Magneto in the plot of the first season, him and Magneto are kind of trying to recruit essentially gangs. Really, they're kind of like gangs at this point because they go to a different school together, and like they're trying to recruit each other essentially. And so it's like weird to be like, why do they go to another place? I don't know.
That is odd. Yeah.
But yeah, it's good so far. I'm gonna keep watching. You know, when it's fun still seeing it. I like some of the designs. I like some of the different characters, or it's like intriguing to see how they've done the characters different. Like, you know, Wolverine's like the teacher, where Scott is like a student. Also, Jean's a student, I think. Yeah, she is a student.
I feel like by default they had to. Which make... is, wait, she's a student, but Wolverine's a teacher.
That, well, that's, yeah, because Scott's a student. I mean, I get the love triangle, but it's like you can't do the love triangle now. I don't remember like, if they
try to. I was like, I kind of hope they don't.
I'm like, they do. maybe season six or something when they're old enough. I don't know.
It just has weird overtones of teacher Wolverine and student Jean Grey on top of it.
He's like, it's okay. I'm actually like 100 years old, so it's like kind of goes around to being okay again. It's like, no. It
completely tips the scale.
Yeah.
He's like, don't worry. Any woman that would date would be like a child to me. Wait, what did I say?
You actually make those worse for you, Wolverine. Chris Hansen's a fucking Brotherhood of the Evil Mutants.
Just get Wolverine. I'm just looking to stop Wolverine.
Yeah, that's my one. Yeah, he's the Sabretooth, essentially. No, it's funny, rewatching it makes me think of the show The Batman, kind of how like similar, like redesigns, like drastically they both redesign, and like plot wise I feel like they tweak stuff. I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah,
like the two shows, similar era, very much of their one. Of their time.
Yeah, yeah, that was it.
The Batman does not get enough credit, I feel. The show, it does. The animated show,
The Batman, no? The show,
or does the show. But the other franchise I wanted to fucking make sure I had like fucking 5 minutes to talk about.
Anyways, so after we're gonna go ahead and start.
Yeah, Fallout. What are we gonna talk about?
Fucking Last Action Fallout. Hero or some shit. We're gonna talk about
Last Action Hero for like
20 minutes.
So I saw this movie. No,
2 hours and 20 minutes. No, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's honestly after we recorded last episode, which is a great episode, go back and listen, Planet of the Apes, especially, you know, the Moo movie coming out, fucking Hulu decided to put all of the original, well, all of them really, on their fucking streaming Hulu site right after. So I was like, all right, I spent a day to binge basically the original series, excluding the original because I'd seen it. And yeah, I saw Planet of the Apes 2 to 5 from the original stuff, and I wrote down some little bullet points. It's interesting. It's a very intriguing show, series. I liked it. I liked it.
Well, the retrospective overall was last week's episode.
Yeah, so you're gonna have to save your thoughts,
Gym Leader Nate. Let's
when we have to. Yeah, what are you doing, Gym Leader Nate? Real life, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. No. I just had a couple things. Also, I want to say Escape from Planet of the Apes. I think might be one of my favorites because that shit was pretty funny. It's actually very like touching. It's just, and though there's the funniest part though to me is, so you know, that's the time traveling one. They go to a zoo and it shows stock footage of like elephants, lions, like all the zoo animals, but then it cuts to the gorilla, who's a man in a gorilla suit. So this is a universe where monkeys are just people in suits, like that's what they look like. So fucking
well, that way bonkers. It's more believable when you see the monkey people by makeup.
Yeah, I know. So the next one they look, yeah,
it's their missing. No,
Escape was fun. Ooh, actually, that's smart. That's it. Yeah. This is where they evolved.
Yeah,
from.
The people in monkey suits got stuck in the past.
But no, Escape is great. Conquest is great. Those are probably the best two in my opinion. I think just in general, the thing that's interesting to me about the Planet of the Apes series, there was like three things I was like, it's interesting that it's like the movie is about the downfall of man and you root for that in like a sense, especially with the later ones. It's like interesting to be like, yeah, get him, Caesar, fuck up those people. Like, I don't know, it's really intriguing. Yeah. And then just, it's also like how funny, like how this show, it feels like they were like not planning for the next movie, but they managed to kind of do a pretty solid like seamless like sequel to sequel. Like it doesn't feel like there's really much, there's no course correction, like there's all just,
that's pretty cool.
We're playing off the last one and they actually use things really well, where like a character named in the first movie is the villain in Escapes, but you wouldn't know that unless you were like, it's like a little Easter egg kind of thing. It's just really cool like how, and like I think my favorite thing about Escape is just that you follow Cornelius and Zara, and you kind of get this like slice of life comedy kind of, you know, Aped Out of Water. you know, Aped Out of Water. But it's just interesting too, because it's a comedy in the middle of this, and it almost feels like a transition movie to get to the last half or the last two movies. But it's like, yeah, it's really interesting. And it's just also the last thing I was going to say about it is just that it's also an interesting series that you follow. I mean, this is the last bit. I was just going to say is like, it's interesting that you follow one character and then they go into the next movie. And then the next movie, you pick up with another character who goes to the next movie. And like, you just kind of keep.
Yeah. Cause like, everybody always dies.
Yeah, it's also just like, that's so interesting. There's no franchises that like do this, you know. Like, it's just those things are pretty cool.
Yeah,
so
solid.
Also, I watched the Danger 5 episode with the monkeys just to kind
of. Nice. That was the cool down after the Planet of the Apes binge, and then Danger 5 episode for cool down.
Yeah. Time to take this Caesar down from C major to B diminish and stack the four.
Is that what it says?
Nice.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite.
That's good.
That's
nothing.
It's where, like, it's like they're like, oh, we don't really want to get involved. And then one of the guys is like, well, they're going to put music in, like, internment camps. And like, we're going to, like, take this guy down from C minor to B diminished.
That's amazing.
So good. But that's all. That's my monkey rant.
Okay. It's like everybody gets one. Everybody gets one monkey rant allowed.
A year.
Okay, well,
unless we're doing a monkey specific episode, you get one monkey rant. That's it until we do our next monkey episode.
I
rewatched after rewatching Godzilla and Kong. I noticed when they go to that one podcaster, the dude with the podcast, in the beginning of the movie, and she's like, "Oh, I need your help to prove that Hollow Earth exists or whatever."
Right.
He has the same bisexual mic that I do, the one that's constantly changing fucking colors. I saw it the other day. I'm like, holy son of a bitch.
Nice.
So listeners, if you want to find Gibbledings' mic, go watch that movie.
Just watch that movie. You'll know what he's recording with.
Yeah. That's my monkey rant.
What about you, Gym Leader Nate? What monkey business have you been up to in this fallout?
Well, this week, you know, definitely been getting back in touch with Fallout. Which has been nice ever since I watched the show. And, you know, reminding myself how much I love the, like, Fallout lore.
Universe.
Yeah, the great little universe. It's, like, so, so well fleshed out and so funny and unique. And, excuse me. And I've also recently picked up a new game that sucked me in really, really badly, and that is Stardew Valley.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh.
Nice.
I thought it would be, like, mildly entertaining, kind of Minecraft-esque, you know. I'm like, sure, it'll be fun, but not that big a deal.
Like, no,
I've been grinding. It's so much fun. Like...
Nice.
I randomly discovered that I like the fishing minigame in it, and so I I'm going to get really good at fishing game. And it's like, oh, here's ways you can get your other resources that you would get from the other things by fishing instead. And I'm like, wow, that's a very flexible game. This is really cool. So now I am
in it. I've never heard anyone that's tried Stardew. I've never heard anyone say, I've tried Stardew Valley. They're all, I'm playing it.
Yeah. I feel like it seems like a 100% success rate of people who buy it to become obsessed with it.
Yeah, no one's like, I've tried it and
Well, it's like,
oh, I love it.
I think right now it really hits because it's the ultimate dream and fantasy of being given a plot of land and a building and like,
it's the only way to afford housing.
Yeah, exactly. And now having to pay rent again, and it's like you just have to pay property tax in a rural town, and you just have to like work to survive and just like make your farm and like do things. Like, I make a bunch of my money fishing and I fish up rare fish and then sell them. And it's like, you know, you just have to like do your best. And the idea is that your grandfather passed and his in 2 years' time, his ghost is going to return to see what become of his land and his house that he left.
That's weird.
Oh.
I did not expect this to be like dark. I thought it was just be like, you just have
land. I mean, it's kind of, it's done sweetly. He was just like of old age and just was like, I leave you all this.
Painfully.
He's like, it opens, it literally, the game opens with him on his deathbed. Opening screen, he's in his bed, in his like living room, and he's like, I'm dying, but I would give this letter to you. And meanwhile, it goes to where you are, and you are working in the equivalent of Amazon called Joji Company, and it has like the smiley face in the logo, and and you're like working in a cubicle, and it's all like painted really dark and really miserable, and like you get a letter in the mail, and it's your grandfather passed, and he left you the farm, and he said if you want, you can leave what you're doing and just go live on the farm and live there, because I did the same thing when I was a young man and it changed my life. And it's like, and then that's
Grandpa, it's a new generation though, come on.
Yeah,
don't make me live your life, don't like make me live vicariously.
I don't know, Grandpa,
you don't understand, I have to live like this, if not the government will execute me.
Yeah.
you don't get it, the government will throw me in jail if I don't live like this.
Yep.
Yeah, why also, I have to move across country? Like, I kind of just, I have all my friends, the girlfriend, what the hell, dude?
It doesn't seem like it, the way they put it in the game. It looks like you're pretty alone. Call it pizza for one, because you're pepper alone-y.
Ooh.
But yeah, that's
nice.
That's a very cute game. It's been really fun, having a good time, and me and my girlfriend just sat and played for like 12 hours on Saturday. It was awesome.
Nice.
So
that's amazing.
Is it multiplayer?
It is multiplayer. We didn't play multiplayer yet. We're just doing parallel play, like simultaneous, as they say.
Yes.
And just both simultaneously playing our single player files while talking about it.
So dumb.
So
mutual player. Nice. Okay.
That's what I've been up to. It's been interesting. Oh, also, my eBay account got suspended permanently.
What?
Yeah, they said, like, your account was suspicious, so we suspended it. And
good.
I was like,
I've been hoping that you would get caught.
Fine. I didn't want it. I don't even want this account.
Yeah, fine,
bullshit.
I don't want shit's suspicious count 27. Right,
this count
anymore.
Is suspicious.
Fine,
I'm gonna start over with a fresh unsuspicious one.
Account 39.
Not gonna put my name. I'm not gonna put my.
I didn't last time either. I think that was the problem. I think I would have to put my name.
Would you? Okay, I was gonna say, like, what was the problem? I'm genuinely, because it's magic cards, right?
They just said it was like you're selling suspicious. So
interesting. Don't be suspicious. Yeah, they're like, this Black Lotus is worth triple the amount. This guy's very... I don't trust this guy.
Yeah, I definitely have 19 Black Lotuses for sale. Wink, wink. All right, so we're talking about Fallout. We're talking about Fallout today. So,
nice.
I know we kind of briefly touched on it.
Fall out with our balls out.
Falling out with our balling out. Absolutely. So I know we briefly tippity tapped on it, but I'll say for me, Fallout. You know, I got into it in Fallout 3 in New Vegas. I played a little bit of 3. It wasn't like I never. It was like a little. I was a little too young and just wasn't interested in it. And then by the time New Vegas came out, though, I tried that one and I liked it a lot more. Played New Vegas, and then played more of Fallout 3, still didn't finish it, and then eventually Fallout 4 came out, and I played all of Fallout 4, like, 70 times. No, that's not true. Like 3 times, but...
Like 76 times.
Like 69 times, actually.
Like skippity toilet times. So, yeah, that's my experience with Fallout, and then, you know, and then of course, deep diving the Wikipedia lore, because I tend to do that instead of playing older games and franchises. I just play the new ones that look better, and then I read all the Wikipedia. So
hey, those old ones look pretty damn cool because they're fucking, what is it, pre-rendered.
They're something.
They're supposed to look ugly, though.
Although, I think the first old game I might pick up and play in a while soon is I want to play the old Baldur's Gates. So I might pick up and play Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 because... They do look old, but the combat system and stuff's exactly the same, and it's just like, and it's just still D&D, so I'm like, hell yeah, I'm in.
I would love to play the first two Fallouts, since they do look so different. It does remind me of, like, the kind of almost Resident Evil, I mean, like Dala said, the pre-rendered backgrounds and stuff like that, and mixed with, like, Baldur's Gate, point and click, this and that.
Yep.
It's a good time for a remake.
Yeah, that's true. It would be a really good time. So actually, let's go to you. Is there anything else about, like, your experience with Fallout that you've liked or particularly, you know, vibed with, Gibbledang?
Well, I feel like it was like the same kind of experience you had, but basically, shit, I must have been in like early high school. It must have been like 10 or even 12 years ago.
In high school? I thought you'd say you were 10 years old in high school. I was like,
I was really advanced for my age.
Yeah, actually, I played Fallout because I was born with it. No.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Ooh,
maybe. Yeah, so like 10, 12 years ago, my friend had let me borrow 3 and New Vegas, and you know, I think at the time it wasn't really my thing. I didn't really get it. Like, I remember having to build my stats and build my characters and my perks and whatever. And it just got lost on me. I was like, what the fuck? Like, why would all strength, all charisma or whatever? Like, it didn't click back then. And then I played for like an hour or two each game, and I was just like, nah, they're not for me. And then fast forward like 10 years, now, you know, it's funny. I definitely realize that the older I get, the more that I'm like a nerd. Mm-hmm. Like, I love MTG and D&D. Well, I realize in like the last 5 years,
Quantum Leap meme closes the mirror.
I'm really getting into it. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I like RPGs. And so now, like, with that hindsight, only recently have I gone back to Baldur's, or not to Baldur's Gate. Well, because of Baldur's Gate, only recently have I gone back to Fallout. I think I've been playing Fallout New Vegas for a month now. That one was cool. It is a lot of fun. The graphic limitations and just the limitations of the time, they really do, like, put a damper on the experience, although it is a lot of fun. I do love it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's definitely the one that hooked me in. Just the fact that you can't run sucks. You know, different things that they have since worked on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I downloaded 3. I downloaded New Vegas. I haven't played 3 yet. I put maybe like 80 hours into New Vegas. I haven't beat that one yet. But as of last night, I was like, okay, I'm getting bored of New Vegas. I want to restart. I want to, you know, pick up Fallout 4, which I did. And I've been playing that all day today. And that's like, I'm way more invested. I'm way more hooked in than I was with New Vegas. I've been playing Fallout. I think I got like 12 hours in.
Oh yeah, I love Fallout 4. It's so engrossing. Had a good time. I think you're gonna enjoy it a lot.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
How about you, Dala? What's any of your experience with the Fallout franchise?
Similar, also got into 3. I liked 3 a lot. That's probably one of the first RPGs, major RPGs, I don't know, Western RPGs, I guess, maybe, that I played. And, like, I remember beating it back in the day, And it's one of the ones, like, three is one of the ones I'll go to every now and then and try to do, like, a new run. But usually what I do is I'll try to do a run where I'm like, let me kill everyone, or everyone I can. Like, let me do a run where I kill. I just, like...
Of course.
And, like, I play for, like, 3-4 hours, and then I'm like, all right, this is... I'm done. I've this isn't going quenched right. my no bloodthirst.
There's no value in that, yeah.
Well, it always happens is like I end up getting stuck practice. Because I'm not leveled up enough, and then it's like maybe I'll do some missions to get leveled up, and then it's like now I'm just defeating the purpose, and yeah. it's like all it's right. Like,
you
and
really plus, need the big experience boosts from missions and
exactly. It's I need to beat the game regular and then go back or like you know last save and just go back and kill everyone or something in that part, but. Yeah. It's also just such a big map that you're just like, oh my god, I just killed Megaton. All right, next town, let's
Mel
fucking...
Gibson?
No, he just killed Mel no, Megaton. Gibson. God.
God, I just killed Mel god. Gibson.
I would buy that video
I mean,
game.
I guess shit, Mad Max, honestly, speaking of. If there is a Mad Max game, you can kill him there.
Well, no, you have to play as
well,
him,
no,
don't
I
you?
Think that's Tom... That's
No, or, that's I mean, you play Tom as Max, Brady. But it's not him.
Oh, right, wait.
It's, yeah, Tom Brady, yeah.
Oh.
No, I said Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
I said Tom Brady. I'm saying it's Tom Brady. No. So that Vegas, I've seen like Let's Plays of back in the day. I've never played it. Mm-hmm. I got 4, and I played it. I liked the game, but the story part never was like it never got me as hooked as 3 did. So I never beat it. But I liked the gameplay. I mean, it's Fallout, but just more tweaks and stuff. Mm-hmm. Actually, I remember at the time Bastion. 76 came out. I remember Bastion. Fallout 76 came out. I was seeing someone. I had a girlfriend at the time that was like, "Hey, we should get this game and play." Because I had showed her Fallout 4.
Right.
And she said, "We should play this one." And luckily, I did not get it because fucking no, 76 was at the time. At
Thank
least.
You for reminding me because I literally, as we were talking, forgot that mm-hmm. Fallout 76
oh, 76.
Happened. And I was just like, yeah, yeah. And then Fallout 4, and then, man, I wish they would make another one.
If only, well, you know. I played Fallout Shelter, I guess. That counts, I guess, you know.
Yeah, Lag 9K, our, you know, they've been a guest on the podcast a couple
resident
times.
Fallout expert.
Fallout Basically. Expert. They said that, yeah, 76 was shit at first, but now it is supposed to be a really good game.
They marketed a lot.
Can I try it?
Yeah, I went on the PS5 to see if any of them were on because I really wanted to play New Vegas or 3, and they weren't there. Like not for PS5, but they were really marketing 76. It's a lot of like DLC and shit. So I was like,
that's the newest.
But
one.
I feel like I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Yeah,
just to see like what they did after fixed. A couple years of changes.
It's probably like cheap too now.
I think so. But, I think it is pretty cheap right now.
The other, so I'm just trying to, yeah, Fallout 1, 2, and Tactics were ones that I've always wanted to play, but I don't have a PC, so never got around to it.
Yeah.
And then I played Outer Wilds. Yeah, Outer Wilds, whichever
one. Outer.
Which is basically Fallout, but in space.
Yeah,
Outer Worlds. I forget if it's Worlds or Wilds, but Worlds, gotcha.
I don't know. I also
That's
played
why,
that
like,
one,
there's,
too.
There's two of them.
Because those are both game titles. I can't remember which one is which, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
played
Outer
the one that's
Worlds,
the New Vegas, I think, is
the one
that I'm talking
that
about.
Is the New Vegas
about.
Team. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Outer I think that's Wilds it. Because like, you go to different worlds.
Is like a horror?
Is the indie
or
one.
The indie game? Yeah.
But yeah, that one's fun.
Hell yeah. well, gentlemen... Gentleman, I.
Gentleman, what? How'd you know? Who told you?
Ball, your ball's out.
Yeah, they're on camera right now. So I've prepared a lovely little game that we've played versions of it before. You know, you're familiar with Geo Poker Demon. Now get ready for Jeopardy. So,
nice.
Rad. Nice. Yeah. Rad with a D. Yeah. Like radiation. Okay. Nice.
Alright, let me do this real quick.
Technically, it should be Jep Fallouterty, but I'm willing to give it a pass.
Our fuse,
technically,
I will do
Oh, wow.
Dang. You actually did the. Nice. All right. Let me
just get the menu.
Yeah,
here.
For those that can't see, Gym Leader screen. Nate just put a picture of his testicles up on screen. Yeah. He's really committed to this balls out thing.
All right.
Yeah, really well. Well, it is the we're in the vault for that.
Yeah, true. No. We are in the balls out vault. Anyways,
It's about 420.
Oh God.
So we are going to be playing a nice little game.
Interesting.
Of Jeopardy. Okay. And this is going to be Jeopardy, like, but with categories. All things related and to kind of related to Fallout. So our categories are going to be Fallout. Then we have Fallout Boy. Then we have Fallouts. Then we have Rads. And finally, Radical. So in order to see who goes first, I'm gonna have each of you guess how many rad counters. Like how high does the rad meter go in Fallout?
76.
Okay. Sorry. Gibbledang, what is your guess?
1,000, sir.
1,000. All right, that's correct. Gibbledang is correct. It is 1,000 rads.
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to double check. The maximum is 1,000 rads. So Gibbledang is going to be going first.
Nice.
So.
Hell yeah.
All right, so these are, you know, Jeopardy rules.
Is this Jeopardy rules?
So, yep, you'll be able to, you will keep going until you, you know, and then whoever gets the question right will be able to then pick their category and number. So starting off, Gibbledang, what would you like to go with first?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Fallout for 400.
Fallout for 400. All right. The name of the card game that is playable in Fallout New Vegas. Go ahead and say anything, I don't care.
What is...
Puzz? Say anything, I don't care. You have to say that.
Otherwise, I'd puzz from a different podcast.
Let's say...
Do we have to puzz in?
Let's say boom.
In,
let's say we're gonna boom in order to... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and get it, Gibbledang.
Caravan? What is Caravan?
That is correct. Nice. What is Caravan? All nice. Right, so that is...
Sheesh.
Oops. 400 for the Gibbledang. All right, so Gibbledang, you control the board. Where would you like to go next in our Jeopardy?
Let's go to Radical for 200.
Radical for 200.
Ooh, jumping around.
The top edge of a bowl or ramp. Either of you can...
Boom?
Buzz? Oh, I heard Dala. With the boom.
Radical? I don't know. What is radical? Or what is a radical?
That is... incorrect. Gibbledang, I'll let you steal for half points.
What is a radius?
That is incorrect. Correct question here is, what is the lip?
Oh. Yeah, I actually was going to say
what is the lip?
But that
is the top edge of a bowler ramp.
Interesting.
So this is just a radical things that are radical in general, not anything.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out the theme of that. I was like,
I didn't know if the episode. Okay,
it might be
the category.
It might be things that are radical generally, or it might be one thing, or it might be one thing that is generally considered radical.
Okay,
so
yeah,
control with no with control. With no one getting the correct question. Gibbledang, you have control. Go ahead.
Let's go Radical for 300.
Radical for
300. Yeah, we're gonna figure out what the fuck this one is.
The quality of being not perfect or poorly executed while performing a trick.
Um, Boom?
Buzz?
Dollar?
Slipping up? I don't or what is slipping up?
That is incorrect. Gibble and Q, steal for half points.
Yeah,
what is whack?
That is also incorrect. The correct answer, and this is all according to one specific website, what is sketchy? So sketchy or sketch when a trick.
Whose dad came up with this radical?
Yeah, who? What one person did you interview for that?
What website was it?
It was someone's blog. One person's blog was, that was never visited. What the fuck?
Wait, hold on. It was called SurferToday.com. SurferToday.com.
Oh my god, come on.
A glossary of skateboarding terms and slang.
Wait, surfer? It's a surfer, though, you said, right?
Nate, you know skaters. You don't.
It's so much funnier this way.
Lag 9K.
It's so much funnier to do the web. No, I agree with Jim Leader Nate. Random glossary, fair. Like a random definition. Oh, it's so much better.
It's so dumb.
Oh, man. All right.
All right. Yeah, you still have control.
Radical for 400.
Radical for 400.
400? Just wiped this board.
You got
no
it,
fucking
you got it. The year that World War 3 begins in Fallout 3. Surprise, it's a Fallout question.
Boom.
Yeah, Gibble Deck.
2077.
That is correct. What is 2077?
Nice. Ooh, it's soon.
That's soon. We're coming up on it. We'll be alive. Up.
We'll still be doing this.
We'll see.
All right, so that's another 800 points for Gibbledang. Gibbledang, you still control 400. The board.
Let's go radical for 500.
Nice.
All right, radical for 500. A grab trick in which the skater performs an ollie, pulls the board forward with the front foot, leaves the back foot hanging in the air, and grabs the tail before pulling it back under the feet.
Boom.
Dala.
What is 360 shove it? That's pretty rad, if you ask me.
Not quite. Gibbledang, do you have the full? Do you have the name?
Not rad enough, I guess, or radical enough.
It's not quite rad enough. It.
Let's see.
No, it's funny. I'm like, what is?
Guess I put that.
Boop, boop. All right, time is up. The answer is a Benihana. This is known as a Benihana.
Was this the same surfing website?
That's correct. Anyways,
nice.
Gibbler, you still control the board.
Radical for 100.
Radical for 100.
Let's get this surfing website out of here.
Nice. To ride your skateboard backward. Ride your skateboard backward.
There's a name for this? You fucking slick wigglies. A boom! It's a fucking radical slip wiggle. Slip wiggles.
Gibble Dang is guessing slip wiggle. Nope, that's not it. Dala, do you have a guess to seal for 50?
I'm gonna say it's called riding your... Or what is riding your skateboard backwards?
It's called fakie. It's called... Fakey.
Damn it, I was kind of hoping it was literally just skateboard backwards skateboard.
I should have known that one.
All right, so Gibbledang, you still control the board. Where would you like to go? You still have Fallout, Fallout Boy, Fallouts, and Rads.
All right, let's go Fallout for 500.
Fallout for 500. A barbarian often featured on collectible items and comics in the Fallout universe.
Oh, fuck.
Boom.
Yep.
Don't remember shit.
Grognak or Grognar.
Yeah.
One of those.
You were right the first time. That is correct. It is. Who is Grognak? Hey. That is.
I'm sorry, Dala.
500 for Gibble.
No, you're fine. I've not played Fallout since high school or like maybe like undergrad. So.
All right.
I anticipated this.
I'm gonna.
No.
Do the mercy rule?
No, you're good.
All right, go.
Fallout 300.
Because once we get to Fallout Boy, Gibbledings fucked.
Exactly. Right. I'm only letting you get Fallout
Boy. Go ahead, run with it.
That's going to be the last
one. Yeah, okay, okay, okay. I'll probably Fallout fuck it all up, though, to be fair.
For 300.
Fallout for 300. The new government that arises in the west coast of the Fallout world.
Boom.
Boom.
I heard the boom of Gibbledang first.
New California Republic.
That is correct.
With the two-headed
what
bear
is
flag.
New California Republic.
No,
there is no extra points
in
this,
more
Dallas,
details.
No, I don't. Well, I just can't flex my fucking knowledge.
Fair, fair. Feel free to
no,
flex. You're allowed
no,
to
I'm
flex.
Not letting you. I'm not letting
wait,
you.
Wait, also, real quick, real quick. Yeah. Sorry. Wait, hold up, hold up. I just remembered, in a rule in Jeopardy, they do minus points. Is that not the case in this?
Oh, for getting wrong? No, we do not. I did
yeah,
not do
damn,
minus
okay.
points for getting wrong in
negative
this one.
Points. Fair, fair. Just checking, just checking.
Hmm. That is true, though. You know what? Let's roll with it.
Like,
I love it.
Like,
I love it. I love it. I love it.
All right.
Thanks for bringing that up. We're now going to do negative points. If you guess and you miss... You will be able.
Sick.
You will lose
win the
points.
The opposite direction.
But there will not be any stealing
all
anymore.
Right.
Gotcha.
Fallout for 200.
Fallout for 200. The creator of the super mutants and the primary "quote unquote" villain of Fallout.
Ah, fuck.
Boom.
Gibbledang.
The Master.
That is correct. Who is
okay.
the
I thought it was
Master?
Like, I thought it was like Master something else. Damn.
No, just the.
Master
first
puppets.
Name the last name
yeah, no,
Master.
I was like, it's Master what? Master Mutant? No, like, that sounds too stupid, like too obvious.
All right, Gibbledongus.
Fallout for 100.
Fallout for 100. All right, we're gonna clear out two entire rows. This is what my hair done did.
Boom.
Gibbledang.
Zaboom?
Well, Fallout or fell out?
That's correct. What is Fallout?
Nice.
Nice. That's
nice.
Not. That's not. Let's go Rads for 300.
Rads for 300. They come in weightless packets of energy known as photons, known to make some people very irritable. I hear a lot of silence.
Technically, you hear nothing.
True, because you will
silence.
Lose points if you don't. If you get it wrong now, you will lose the
yeah.
equivalent. So,
I'll boom in.
Yeah, dollar.
I'm gonna guess. I don't know what I'm trying to think of what it would be, but what is light? Or energy? No, it's not. It wouldn't be packets of energy. I guess what is light? Let's fucking do that.
That's incorrect, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Answer is, what are gamma rays?
Gamma rays.
Gamma
okay.
rays, known to make some people very
my favorite cereal.
Irritable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice.
All right.
I see.
So, Gibbledang, you still have control.
Where are we going next?
Where are we going next? Papa.
Let's go Papa, Fallout.
Papa.
Fallouts for 300.
Fallouts for 300. As just everybody knows where the score stands, we have Gibbledang at 1900 and Dala at negative 300.
Woo! Listeners, where are you at? Listening along.
Yeah, how much points do you
yeah,
have?
Yeah, where you at?
All
right. Yeah.
I need to come up with a game next because I think I've won like the last three.
Yeah, you need to host one. Come on.
Yeah, come on now.
All right, here we go. Fallout.
Come on now.
300.
Come on,
yeah,
Matt.
Come on.
Look,
this
Matt,
actor
Matt,
and
on.
Comedian cut ties with James Franco after James was accused of sexual misconduct by five different women in 2018.
Fuck.
Boom.
Gibbledang.
I fucking just heard about this, too.
Who is Seth Rogen?
That is correct. Who is Seth Rogen?
I literally learned about this like today. I was like, what the fuck? I did not know about this. That's probably a big Fallout.
Yeah, that's a pretty big Fallout. Some
oh
would say.
Oh my god.
All right, Gibbledang, where would you like to go next in our Fallout, our Jeopardy?
Let's do Fallouts for 400.
Fallouts for 400. Taylor Swift's 2015 hit Bad Blood is said to be about this other recording artist who she used to call friend. In 2018, they reconciled with Taylor by sending her a literal olive branch.
I had no idea.
Boom.
Gibbledang?
Oh, wait, no. Wait. How many points is this?
Nope, too late. You already boomed in.
Again. It's 400. You boomed in. You got an answer.
Fine.
You're, oh, yeah. Me and my 2,200 points. I'm going to fucking win.
Fine.
I think you can miss one or two and you'll be fine.
Kanye West.
That is incorrect. Who is Katy Perry?
Whatever.
Katy literally sent Taylor Swift an actual olive branch.
Was it radiated?
Dear God, I hope so. All right, so, Gibbledang, you still do control the board, having our last correct answer. So, where would you like to go next?
Let's do Fallouts for 200.
Fallouts for 200. After skipping Kanye's wedding to Kim Kardashian, this rapper cut them off entirely. I think it auto-corrected both of them. I don't know why. After skipping Kanye's wedding to Kim Kardashian, this rapper cut them off entirely after Kanye made remarks about his family on stage.
I'll take the hit. Is it P. Diddy?
Incorrect. Who is Jay-Z? Jay-Z.
The other one. The other Jay's. Big rapper from that era.
All three, yep.
Together they form like Voltron.
Alright. Gibbledag, where are we going next?
Let's do Fallouts for 500.
Fallouts for 500. We're clearing out every row here. Lindsay Lohan and this other famous partier would make small digs at each other on talk shows, with Lindsay calling this person a "see you next Tuesday." However, they seemed to reconnect in 2022 when Lohan got engaged.
Boom, 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 boom.
Paris Hilton.
Oh my god, he exploded.
That is correct. Who is Paris Hilton? Yeah, wow, I'm impressed. That was not a hard, that was not an easy one. That was,
No, I think for some reason I know that because of this podcast, something I've said about
it
might have been in an earlier episode.
Well, that worked out.
You're like, remember our Paris Hilton episode, Dala?
Oh, duh, right. The Paris
where we
Hilton
talked
episode.
All about her, obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Gibbledang, where are we going next? You're bored.
Let's do Fallouts for 100.
All right, where are we going, Ken
Fallouts,
Jennings?
We're clearing out this row. Fallout's the tabletop pen and paper RPG that Fallout was originally based on.
Boom.
Yep. Dala.
I will go. I don't think this is right, but 40K.
The tabletop pen and paper RPG.
Oh, pen and paper. Yes, of course, obviously.
Okay.
I mean, I can redact.
That's
my best guess, to be fair.
The answer is no. It is generic universal
GURPS.
Role-playing
oh,
system,
duh.
A.k.a. GURPS. GURPS. GURPS is a huge inspiration of Fallout.
Oh, VATS.
That's why there's so many acronyms in Fallout.
Fallout. Nice.
All right, so unfortunately
I'm trying to get negative points that go.
You're definitely going to negative points.
Because then there's going to be a multiplier.
Then you need to get 1,700 more if you want to win.
Sure,
that's how we're going.
Luckily,
that's how we're doing it. I can definitely do that. Where are we going?
All right.
Daddy.
Ooh, daddy. Ooh, daddy.
Rads for 500.
Rads for 500. The organization or person who started World War III in the Fallout universe.
Boom.
Oh, I heard Dala first.
Is this going to be the Brotherhood, or what is the Brotherhood of Steel?
That is incorrect. The correct correct answer is...
No one knows.
Shrug.
It's question mark, question mark, question mark,
question mark.
But I thought it was Vault-Tec.
That is a
Volpex?
That is a
pretty sure it was Volpex.
New invention of the show. And
that's canon.
Well, with technically I looked online so I and technically right. they showed Vault-Tec like talking about planning it and yeah. then it did you happened find it on the later, Surf
website?
But they didn't show them do it. And according to the Fallout fans online, that does not count yet.
Yeah, when did the info you get? Okay, that doesn't matter.
I just go off of Reddit, yeah. to be honest, again, because that's it, the yeah. most passionate of people who would hate on me for getting it wrong, so I just go off of that.
No, there's me.
You go for the
there's me. I'd hate you more.
I'd hate you more. And it'd
yeah, for the thing I didn't get, I guess.
Different reasons. 400.
Rads for 400?
Rads, yeah.
All right. This colorless, odorless, tasteless radioactive gas comes from the decay of radium, which is present in nearly all rocks and soils.
Oh, boom?
Gibble dang?
Wait.
Sounds familiar.
Is that ammonia? Is it ammonia? No.
Incorrect. What is radon?
Radon. Radon, I guess.
Radon.
Radon, AKA. Brother.
Radon.
So,
yeah, yeah.
Radon, radon. 400
away from Gildag, but it looks like you can afford it. All right. Oh, yeah. So, it is still good, your yeah. board as well. So, Gildag, where would you like to go next?
See, rads for 200.
Rads for 200. Nuclear reactors supply 20% of the United States' electricity using this as fuel.
Wait, what? Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's hard to... Nuclear reactors supply 20% of the United States' electricity using this as fuel. So,
we're looking for the fuel.
Here. Boom?
Okay. Yeah?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Gibbledang?
Plutonium?
Incorrect. What is uranium, actually?
Yeah, say it. Nice. Yeah, I was on the... I knew it was an eum.
It was one of them eums.
Yeah. Can I get, like, half the points?
All right. And I'm going to take a wild guess and assume we're going to Rads 100.
We're going Fallout Boy for 500.
All right. We're going Fallout Boy for 500.
Sugar, we're going down, down, digga, digga, down.
This is the common name for the character whose creator lovingly referred to only as Skill Guy.
What the fuck is that? I don't even...
this is the common name. Is this a
Fallout question?
For the character whose creator lovingly referred to only a Skill Guy.
I'm not the biggest Fallout fan, to be fair, so it might be something Fallout Boy fan. So it might be... I'll boom in. I'll take the
okay, Dollar.
Don't worry, Gibbledang. I got your back. who is Pete Wentz?
incorrect. Actually, the answer is...
Dang it.
Vault Boy. He's a boy, okay. And he's in Fallout.
That makes... Duh.
Anyways.
Okay. That makes sense. That's what... You know what's funny? I never heard Fallout Boy, I thought of Vault Boy. Like, initially.
Referred to as Skill Boy. I've always heard Pip Boy.
Well, only his creator... ever called him Skill Guy. That's what it said. It's only the guy who designed
that's why it's
him
a 500 point Skill Guy. Point two. Yeah.
Skill Daniels.
It was like
Skill Danis. All right, where are we going next?
Fallout Boy for 400.
Fallout Boy 400. One of the rejected names considered for Fallout Boy. Others include Unhappy Ending and Forget Me Not.
You know what's funny is like I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this fact. I don't remember what the third name is though, or whatever the other one is.
I can't even think of anything for like that's
alright. Yeah. So the buzzer's gonna go off on this one.
That's why I can't even think of anything
the
either.
Is what is short story?
I don't remember that one.
Man. One of the three okay, names that so Fallout dumb. Boy was considering.
Yeah, nice.
Alright. Gibbled Egg, where are we heading next?
Fallout Boy for 300,
a device used to spread a cloaking field over the body of the user.
Boom.
Gibbled Egg?
Stealth Boy.
That is correct. What is Stealth Boy? Another boy in Fallout.
Ooh.
Gibbled Egg?
Fallout Boy for 200.
I can go, by the way, if you guys need. No,
it's fine.
Just let me know when it's done.
Fallout Boy, the band this time, holds the record for the most of these done by a duo in 24 hours.
Underage fans?
What is oh my god! Oh.
Jesus.
God. I don't think anyone's measuring records for that.
I would hope not.
Oh my god, jeez. Maybe the first person in jail.
Yeah, get him.
Get him
and
first,
the other people too.
Immediately. The guy who wants to go around watching?
Number one.
Get that guy.
Almost the worst, yeah.
I'm sorry, what is underage?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, he fixed it. That was the problem.
That was the issue, yeah.
I'll boom in. I'm going to say the most, holds the record for the most of these done by a duo. What is a handstand? The most handstand, 24 hours.
No, unfortunately, the correct answer is interview. The most interviews done by a duo in 24 hours. That record belongs to Fallout Boy.
Interesting record. Okay.
Right?
Mario and Luigi.
Yeah. I talked to like 50 people in 2 days or in a day. It's crazy.
It's a record, though.
So hard.
Yeah.
All right.
Now go ahead. I'll let Dala pick these.
All right, Dala. Where are we going?
We'll do Fallout Boy. Let's wrap up this bad boy.
All right, Fallout Boy, the device worn on the wrist that gives the player information in a menu.
Boom.
Boom.
That was simultaneous, so I'm gonna give it to Dala.
I'm gonna fuck it up on purpose. The Cerebro by X-Men. This is a Pip-Boy.
It's not a Pip-Boy.
That is correct.
Yeah, honestly, I was kind of like, fuck it, Pip-Boy. I might as well. But not want an even negative 1K.
Alright.
Can I pick the next one? Oh my god, I gotta pick the next. I gotta actually pick one for once. One. I'll pick the last one. Riots for 100.
Oh my god. Hold on. I'm gonna pause the share for a second. I'm gonna look at this question.
Sure.
And I was planning it as if the last question is a decent one, I'm gonna do that as the
daily double.
No, as the final Jeopardy. Final Jeopardy.
What's that one? I forget.
You get to wager as much as you want before you submit your answer, and both people will submit an answer. And if you get it right, you get that much, however much you bet. And if you get it wrong, you lose that much. But in my version, you can bet any amount, even if you don't have it. You can go into negative. You can go into debt. Okay. You're going to owe me.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let me take a look.
I was like, can I do like times, negative times negative, so it's a positive?
What?
All right. So, I'm going to resume the sharing. So, we are going to do it for this last question. So, this is going to be Final Jeopardy. Both of you can wager any amount.
Zero for me? No, I'm just kidding.
You can wager any amount, you can go into debt. But you'll have to owe me that money in real life. If you get it wrong.
Okay.
Oh, man, that changes everything.
Yeah, dang it. Yeah, infinity.
I'm going to do all my points. Why not? All
right.
I'll do all of Gibbleding's points.
All right, so Dallas is going to wager all of Gibbleding's points in a daring and genius move. So we're going to open up our...
How does this? We both give
you
our
both,
answer. Right?
You will both go ahead and should message we? Your answer to me.
Oh, okay, that's why I was like, "How should we do that?" Because we don't want to just copy each other.
That's correct. Yeah. So you will message your answer to me. You know.
Can I text it?
Yeah, you can text it to me.
Or do you?
Your Instagram, just as long as it's a direct DM.
I'm gonna send it on here.
All right, so for all the marbles, here is our final question. One of the two known types of radiation, the other being ionized radiation. As we let our players fill out their answers, we remind you of our sponsor, No Dumb Idea, Inc.
That's right. It's us at No Dumb Idea, Inc., and we're here to tell you to make sure you drink your dumb juice. Drink your dumb juice every day. Make you nice and dumb.
All right, so we're back. All right, so...
This is targeting a little targeted.
I'm gonna go ahead and take a look here. I still haven't gotten yours, Gibbled Egg.
Oh, it's in the Zoom chat.
Oh, it's in the Zoom chat. Oh. Okay, hold on. I'll wait a tick.
Yeah, sorry. I was like, I'll text it because it's in less. Clickety clacks of the on the mic picks up.
Okay. We'll go over our answers. Wagering 1,700 of his points, Gibbledang provided us with the answer of unionized Rattaton.
Rattaton?
I'm assuming maybe radiation.
No, you said Rattaton.
But
so,
this is unionized Rattaton.
and that should have been, that was unionized, by the way, not unionized.
I know. It's funnier as ununionized, though. Damn it.
It does read like that. It's, you know, damn, that's funny. Union. Yeah, the
unionized Rattaton.
Fuck capitalism. Unionized radiation. Was it Rattaton?
Rattaton.
Let's
and
unionize it.
Dala said, specifically said, I'll give you a sloppy toppy with a twist after this if you say that. I win. So Dala wins. Anyways, thank you for joining. Thank you for joining for Jep Ratty. This has been a wonderful game full of top-notch competition, and
neck and neck.
I hope everyone went home a little wiser. So
yeah.
Oh man.
What's actually, I'm genuinely curious, what's the answer to this
Gibbledang was correct. Or no, he wasn't actually. Technically, no, it was
what?
It was non-ionized radiation. Not
I was trying
to say Rattaton, to be fair.
But no, you were essentially well, you correct. It was kind of a trick question where it's just the other one's just not ionized.
The other one? Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's okay, I still won.
Unionized Rattaton.
You won fair and square.
Nice, nice.
That's true. I had only been binging the game for the last week.
Yeah. To be fair, I came into this being like, I haven't played a Fallout game since like undergrad, maybe. Yeah. So, I mean, since like 4 came out. So I'm probably not going
to
do that
hot. I tried to throw enough wild cards in there, but Gibbledang was snatching up all the wild cards. Questions too.
That's true. That Paris Hilton one.
Yeah, that Paris Hilton for 500 was huge.
Well, we all know he's a big fan of Paris Hilton, so that's a gimme to him.
Yeah, he likes her early work.
Yeah.
So
I'm a big PH fan.
Yep. Nice. Side note, but did you see that she named her daughter London?
Yeah, London Hilton.
London Hilton. And like the on Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, the spoof character of Paris Hilton was London Tipton. It's
so
funny that literally they called it. They're like, she ended up naming her kid London. Dude. So funny.
Mm-hmm. What if when her kid's older, she marries someone with the last name Tipton? Perfect joke. Long run.
I bet you they exist. I bet you they're somewhere out there.
Or what if she marries like Jonathan France, and then she becomes London France?
Nice. Underpants. Oh my God! What if she
marries Robert England?
Oh my God! What if she marries? What if she marries Phoebe Bridges?
Ooh,
London Bridges.
What else?
Anyways, anything you guys got to plug?
Like, yeah, what else? Go to your local Gibbledang store and support your local unionized Rataton.
Made by Dumb Ink. Unionize
that shit.
Made by Dumb Ink, yeah. but feel free to follow me on Gibbledang. You know, I'll just be posting updates of this for now. Until I get back into the swing of customizing and stop playing Fallout. But yeah, that's all I got for me. What about y'all?
As I can go, I'm going to actually cede my personal plugs and instead plug, as we come to summer, I'm going to plug Lag9K's band. He's the, we mentioned him a few times this episode. He's the one that did our theme. And his band is The Tower of the Fool on Instagram. So, like I said, there's a lot of shows coming up this summer for them. So I was like, hey, let me give a little appreciation since, you know, he put a lot of effort and he's guested on and.
A true Fallout queen.
Big ups, Lag9K.
Oh, yeah.
Big ups, Tower of the Fool. Big ups.
Damn, son. Where'd you get that? But, yeah, what about you, Gym Leader Nate? What you got up there?
Nothing again, honestly. I'm just Gym Leader Nate. I'm just dicking around and trying to survive and not forever walk off into the sea, never to be seen again.
Ooh. Walk out into the wasteland.
But until that day, you can find me at Gym Leader Nate on most social medias. It's the same on everything. So, but appreciate everybody. And wait, do you guys hear that? Do you guys hear that clanking? Oh God!
Whoa!
Are they getting in the vault? Wait, what? It's only been like a week. How are they opening the vault already?
Yeah.
We haven't cooked long enough.
Oi, open up.
Oh,
we know you got out. Some don't come in.
Dumb no, ideas in there.
Oh God, they're my British.
Oh God, they're mutants.
Oh God, I'm the silly one.
Okay, let's stop.
Oh God, I'm also the silly one. We're all
we all chose silly class.
Preset. Damn it. No. No.